Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and hold on to your butts. It's time for the 105.3 The Fan Fantasy Football Funcast, presented by World of Beer, featuring those two fun bucks from the Ben and Skin Show, Kevin K.T. Turner and Jonathan Shippy Shipman.
Holy wow, it's another edition of the Fantasy Football Funcast on 105.3 The Fan with KT and Shippy from the Ben and Skin Show, 3 to 7, Monday through Friday. Sponsored by the World of Beer, we're going to have World of Beer action on the 13th of October and the 20th of October. So clear out your schedules for those 2 days.
Hold on to your butts, too.
I think this upcoming Saturday's Texas OU weekend.
Sure is.
But the 13th and 20th, we're going to be at the Fort Worth location of World of Beer off 7th Street. 19 TVs. They got that happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 7. Great food, great beers. My goodness, if you're the experimental type like me, you're going to love the World of Beer because you just try all kinds of different stuff.
I love to dabble.
To dabble in certain areas.
Right.
And then and for the specific type, you can just go and you can ask one of their beer experts, or you can ask, and they're all very friendly people that work there. Or you can just go to this very handy-dandy menu and iPad that they have, and you just kind of scroll, hey, it's the type of beer I like. I know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
I know what I'm kind of looking for, or what do you guys have in that area? And they'll probably have, no. They will have what you want.
They will have it.
Backtrack. They will have what you want. Week 4 was crazy in the NFL, as typical. We'll get into a few things. There's tight end injuries. There are guys suddenly making impacts 1 month into the season. We'll start it off how we pretty much always do, kind of looking quickly at some of your leaders from week 4,
mm-hmm.
some of the guys who really paid off. Obviously, Mitch Trubisky's 6-touchdown day was insane as the Bears beat the Bucs 48-10. Mitch Trubisky's a guy who I don't know if it's a guy who I would, want to throw into my fantasy lineup yet, but
maybe, matchup based.
A couple more 4 or 5 touchdown games, and then I think he's a guy who opens your eyes. We've got Jared Goff again, 5 touchdowns, and that big Rams win over the Vikings.
Dude, and some of the throws that he was making were just unbelievable. I can remember one in particular in the corner of the end zone where Marcus Peters did his best. Like, Marcus Peters almost made an amazing play and stopped the pass. And it just was laid perfectly over him, right into the wide receiver's hands where nobody else could catch it.
Making amazing throws, man. He's incredible.
I'm at the point where I have a great quarterback situation going where I've got Patrick Mahomes and Jared Goff. And Patrick Mahomes last night on Monday Night Football, he tore it up too. I mean, he didn't throw 6 touchdown passes, but he gave you a QB1 type night.
For those people who are like you and have those situations where they're kind of stacked at that quarterback position with guys like Mahomes and Goff or whoever, would you consider the trade for another area?
Yeah, I mean,
Those guys are tier one quarterbacks right now.
Right. I mean, I look at it, I've been thinking about it, but I do concern myself with right now, I think it's kind of, how's your team going? My team is 4-0. And so I feel pretty good staying where I'm at, especially when you worry. Like, if there were to be an injury to my team, then maybe I dangle one of those quarterbacks and just, use the other guy, the hot hand. But I feel like I can go back up. I can go kind of by matchup deciding who I want to start on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
But the injury bug does bother me because, I mean, like we're going to go over here in just a minute. Some of the big injuries that struck fantasy football this weekend. But, those things can happen out of nowhere. Right now, I'm going to sit pat. I'm not sitting Patrick Mahomes. I'm using the phrase,
pat.
I'm standing pat.
I'm standing pat.
What is that phrase?
I've never understood that
That's
phrase.
That's a weird phrase.
That is
phrase.
A very strange. There's a lot of phrases I don't get.
Yeah.
I never understood The one, nonetheless.
Yeah.
Huh?
What do you mean, nonetheless? There's already none.
And there's sometimes some people say,
the
and
less what, of what?
Hey, and whatnot.
And whatnot?
Huh? What's that even mean? And whatnot?
What's the,
that makes sense. These are stupid phrases.
What's the one that everybody's been getting wrong for years?
Who
now?
Is Pat?
Patrick Mahomes. And we're standing, staying, or sitting Pat. Whichever one of those.
I'm starting Pat.
I'm starting Pat, too. Well, it depends on who Jared Goff's playing for me.
Yeah, that's true. Andrew Luck.
He's back.
4 touchdowns. Now, here's the thing about Andrew Luck.
Well, can't throw a Hail Mary.
He's a bit of a punchline to me. But
the Colts, book club.
The Colts are not worried about his arm enough to where they're going to stop him throwing 50-plus passes. He threw 62 balls against the Texans. Obviously, it was a shootout in an overtime game.
Slanging it.
But he was doing that earlier in the year as well. They're making him throw the ball a lot because they don't like to run it. So there's another guy, 4 touchdown passes on the day for Andrew Luck. Obviously, you guys know who the quarterbacks are. I got to give Shippy love because Shippy, a full prediction that Zeke was going to blow it up on Sunday, and Zeke did. 152 yards on the ground. Obviously, he had some fun in the receiving game as well with the touchdown on the screen pass, with the deep fade.
Yeah.
The total yardage, if I'm not mistaken, was 270 yards. Is that right? Or am I drunk?
Sounds right. Let me see.
I might be a little drunk, so I'm not going to worry about totals. Either way, he tore it up. And Shippy predicted that perfectly last week.
Yeah, it just seemed like a really good matchup for Zeke kind of to take off against the league's worst rush defense. The one prediction that I did feel good about, and was this last week that I started John Brown?
John Dan Brown.
And you saw what he provides for the Ravens.
Huge
in that
for them,
Sunday
dude.
Night matchup against the Steelers.
He's turned into a great, and you know, anytime you could pick someone that's going up against the Steelers, it's been a pretty good idea so far this year. Alvin Kamara, 3 touchdown day. Now Ingram comes back next week. I feel like his rushing touches will go down.
Mm-hmm.
He had 19 rushes. You know, 10 to 15 is that special area for him in rushes.
Very special.
And then I think you're talking about 5 to 15 catches, though.
Right.
So Alvin Kamara is still dangerous.
He may be more heavily relied upon in the passing game now because he's
Absolutely.
Not also shouldering the rushing duties.
Yeah.
And if you're in a PPR league, that is what you want to hear.
And that might be more effective carries when no one knows it's coming. Oh, he's in the game,
right.
And Ingram's in the game at the same time.
Yeah.
Marshawn Lynch, 20 carries, 130 yards. Didn't put it in the end zone, but another big game for him. 2 touchdowns for Nick Chubb on 3 carries.
Dude.
They're going to start giving Nick Chubb the ball in Cleveland, so keep an eye on Nick Chubb.
And that's something that we talked about last week.
Yes.
That's something. He seemed like a more effective runner. Carlos Hyde had another pretty, I don't know, a fart kind of a day.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And he had a touchdown, too. You know.
Right, but still, the yards per carry, I don't have it in front of
Chubb
me,
is
but
a
they're
big
not
play back
exactly
and,
what you want.
Yeah, Hyde's not going to break any big runs, and Chubb can do that, while also kind of being a bell cow-style type of guy, too. So I think you're going to start seeing Chubb get more. It is still a handcuff, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
I mean, Chubb, again, only got 3 carries. There's no evidence that they're going to give him 10 carries.
Sure.
But just a guy to keep an eye on, but if someone you might want to get ahead of it right now, if you got an extra spot on your bench and you can pick him up and stash him.
Now, here's one of your guys had a nice weekend, Tariq Cohen.
Tariq Cohen,
with
dude.
The Bears, what do you do with that situation? Obviously, Jordan Howard is the number one there, but...
I have damn. Howard, and I had Cohen last year, and I struggled with Cohen because he's so hit or miss. I think he's a valuable guy who I think if you get in a struggle with bye weeks... for instance, in my league, I did such a poor job planning out the running back position because of Le'Veon Bell's holdout.
Yeah,
that I had to start Tavon Austin at running back last week because Adrian Peterson had the week 4 bye.
Wow!
And again, I just had Adrian Peterson just to kind of grind through.
Yeah,
Le'Veon Bell's holdout, and it turned out I needed Adrian Peterson. So there's a lot there with Cohen that makes me nervous. I trust him. You know, obviously you'd like to have a better option at flex,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of how I kind of view him, as a guy who is a danger start when someone's on a bye at running back or as a flex. 2 touchdowns for Mike Davis up there in Seattle. That's interesting because Rashad Penny's the guy they drafted in the first round.
And then they sat Chris Carson, and so I thought, this is Rashad Penny's chance, yeah. And here's Mike Davis stealing the show.
Mike Davis, who they've always kind of liked there in Seattle, and there he goes. 20 carries, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, so... You know, keep an eye on who's going to get the ball in Seattle. I don't really want anybody from Seattle on my fantasy team unless it's Russ, you know, getting some of those rushing yards. But even that's a dangerous.
And even, yeah, and even then, that's a tough guy to
it's
start.
It's just a tough offense to really throw anyone in there. Receivers, 2 touchdowns for Cooper Kupp. You know, that's always a strange thing. I think he's worthy of a start. But him, Woods, Brandon Cooks, you never really know on any given day who's going to get more targets, especially between him and Woods.
Yeah.
Appear to be more high-volume targets, while Cooks is kind of the more explosive player.
Right.
2 touchdowns for Golden Tate right there against the Cowboys. 8 catches, 132 yards. Julio Jones, 9 for 173. DeAndre Hopkins, 10 for 170. I mean,
but once again, Calvin Ridley catching the touchdowns. In
Calvin Ridley gets one, and Mohamed Sanu got 11 targets.
Why
I
does Matt Ryan hate throwing touchdown passes to Julio Jones?
Well, I think, you know, once you get on the red zone and everything's kind of, everyone's shifting his way.
Yeah.
You know,
it may just be, hey, we're going to make you beat us with anybody but Julio.
And we can beat you with Sanu. We can beat you with Ridley. They're going to get Devontae Freeman back soon as well. So,
yeah.
You know, the Falcons are 1-3, still a very good danger, you know, dangerous team fantasy wise. Last week, my KT Fun Tweets Fun Game of the Week was Falcons Bengals.
You nailed it.
Well, this week, my KT Fun Tweets Fun Game of the Week is Falcons Steelers. Because Steelers can't stop anyone. Falcons don't appear to be able to stop anyone. Their safeties are all banged up.
Yeah.
And we're talking shootout. Also, desperate teams who in week 5 have 1 win. The Falcons and the Steelers. It's crazy.
That's crazy, dude.
Crazy stuff.
How about Corey Davis?
Corey Davis,
in
dude.
Tennessee.
Big game for him. 15 targets, too. 9 catches, 161 yards, and a touchdown. That was a big Thielen doing Thielen stuff.
Taylor Gabriel even.
I mean, dude, Thielen and Diggs put up huge numbers every week. The guy who I think we're not talking about as we go to shift to tight ends real quick, though, George Kittle.
Yeah.
6 catches, 125 yards, and a touchdown there.
Dude, CJ Beathard seems to really like himself as Kittle.
And that's our segue, Shippy, into tight end chaos.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know who you have in
I've
some
got,
of your leagues.
I've got Travis Kelce.
That's an easy answer. You could just say, I've got Travis Kelce and I'm fine.
Yeah.
You know?
I have Travis Kelce and I'm fine, KT.
I have Jimmy Graham, Kyle Rudolph, and O.J. Howard. And I'm kind of just like sitting here going, all right. And I've been doing that weird double tight end in my lineup thing. It's not, again, not a smart strategy.
But it's been working.
O.J. Howard hurt. He's going to miss a couple weeks with a knee injury. I think most people probably had him and dropped him at some point. Cameron Brate's the guy who's going to get targets for Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going on with that offense. Jameis is back in the mix now.
But that's a clear cut. Like red zone target right there.
And he's a clear example of a guy who might have been drafted and then dropped.
Right.
So I check your waiver wires accordingly. Eifert goes down again.
The Eifert Tower.
It seems like the Eifert Tower has a big, nasty, gruesome, don't want to look at it injury.
Like every year.
Remember that elbow?
Yeah.
Well, this time it was the ankle. Now, Tyler Kroft is their guy, but the other guy you need to keep an eye on is CJ Uzomah. So Uzomah basically is a guy who Andy Dalton has appeared to like throwing to, not only in small bits and nuggets, but also in the preseason.
Okay.
So Uzomah is a guy to keep an eye on.
So you're
not crazy about
there.
It, dude. I'm telling you, if you're effed at tight end, keep an eye on that guy. Will Dissly, the tight end, for Seattle, huge week one. He's dead. Torres patella, Shippy.
I mean, he should recover.
Torres patella.
That's pouring out.
But he only got 2 targets in the last game, but he ran 26 pass routes. So I think the targets will go up for him. I don't think he's going to be good because it's Seattle. But again, if you're in a bind, guys to watch. So with Nick Chubb.
What about the Gronk injury?
The Gronk injury is interesting, but Gronk, well, you know that's coming though, right?
Every year.
And, you know, and they don't really have another guy that they really throw to behind Gronk at tight end. So that's strange. It was interesting to see the Patriots get back on track against the Dolphins. I mean, they spanked them.
So hard.
38-7. Let's talk about real quick before we talk about some of your hidden gems.
Uh-huh.
Talk about some guys who you might want to consider dropping, guys who are in not in good favor. We talked just a minute ago about Chubb and Hyde. I think Duke Johnson is a guy you got to really pay attention to. Well, everyone I think liked him, picked him early, gets catches out of the backfield. But if Chubb's going to be playing, Duke's not going to be getting in there.
And it certainly seems to be going that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to tell you about a guy you might want to keep your eyes on, Shippy.
Uh-huh.
In the Green Bay game against Buffalo, number two wide receiver Geronimo Allison left with a concussion. Probably going to be week to week. Going to miss a few games. The next guy that Rodgers was throwing to was a guy named Marquez Valdez Scantling.
That's my dude.
He's got a crazy name.
Is that a first name and a last name hyphenated?
Marcus Valdez Scantling is, yeah.
So it's Valdez Scantling, yeah. And then there's a little hyphen in there.
But that's now, because Cobb's been out, Allison out, now you're number two wide receiver in Green
Bay.
So
surely now Aaron Rodgers will go to Jimmy Graham in the red zone, right?
Which he did. They did go to Graham in the first drive. Okay. They were looking for Graham. And so they were kind of trying to force the ball to Graham. They finally got a touchdown to Graham. I think that's going to start heating up. Again, though, we're just in week four, so... you never know. Now, Shippy, you're talking about some guys who you have, and maybe you drafted them and kind of put them in a lockbox.
And you might have dropped them, but if you didn't, you're in a good spot
if
here.
If you showed patience.
If you showed patience, if you sat or stood or stayed pat with this one player.
Who is Pat again?
I feel really, he's the quarterback of the Chiefs. I feel really good about your fantasy football chances. If you stuck with one rookie out of Georgia, now seems to be the bell cow of the New England Patriots backfield. If you stuck with Sony Michel,
great CD
after
player.
All these years and mostly weeks,
yeah,
I feel really good about your chances to win because it seems like for the first time in a long time, and maybe because I'm saying this, it'll all change this Sunday because Bill Belichick just works that way. It seems like there's a number one running back in New England, and it's Sony Michel.
You know that going in. That it's going to be tough for, you know, to really rely on New England running backs.
Right.
But this is a guy that's a little different to me for a couple reasons. He had 25 carries.
Sure.
But another reason is basically you saw how that offense kind of lumbered through. And I know, look, the Patriots are a better team than the Dolphins. Not record-wise yet, but they will be.
Right.
But you saw a different dynamic and explosiveness to their offense that they didn't have. And that's why they drafted Michelle in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't draft him to come in and take all the carries. James White's going to get touches. You know?
Right.
But Sony Michel is going to end up being kind of a difference maker in that entire offense. So,
and it's
he's a guy I think I would, as of right now, needs to probably be in your lineup as a running back two or a flex guy.
Yeah, and I mean, I say to stay or stand pat. I mean, we always just talk. We just talked about the.
I'm gonna sit, Pat.
Okay, you sit, Pat. I'm standing, Pat.
I'm standing, Tom.
It seems like, you could also flip this if you're deep at the running back position and you don't want to deal with making that sort of decision every single week, week in and week out. Maybe you try to dangle him and say, "Hey, I listened to the Fantasy Football Funcast and they said this guy is a freaking rock star.
Yeah,
give me." Pat Mahomes, let's stand Pat, give me Patrick Mahomes, and I'll give you Sony Michel. I don't know if anybody would actually do that, but...
Well, maybe throw in a little more on that.
Yeah,
too.
Maybe
get a sweetener
second,
with it.
Yeah, maybe they have Jared Goff as their other quarterback.
But I think it's interesting. While we're on the topic of that game in general, real quick, New England, which I didn't think we'd be talking a lot of New England-Miami.
I thought that's all we would focus on.
I know the Frank Gore, Kenyon Drake thing is weird, and I never trusted really any of those guys because it's Miami.
Right.
Four touches for Kenyon Drake, and I know he screwed someone in our league I was looking at. He screwed them.
Mm-hmm.
If you got one of those Miami backs, I would say just find a way to not play him. That's not going to be a good team.
No.
They're not going to end up being a good team.
It seems like, out of that entire offense, I think the only player that I would want and start consistently maybe would be Kenny Stills. Yeah.
Kenny Stills, yeah.
I mean, even Amendola hasn't done anything.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, that's something else. Do you have anyone else that you might have stashed that might be starting to turn it around?
Not off the top of my head right now. Oh, Andrew Luck was going to be my candidate for that, actually. Because I feel like a lot of people were souring. I mean, we talked about him earlier, but a lot of people were souring on Andrew Luck. But, he just threw for like 425 yards and four touchdowns. So seems like he's certainly back. And that's the Colts offense, they can't run the ball. They just can't do it. It's all on Andrew Luck.
You can throw it 50 times.
And shoulder.
And I don't think that's a very good offense, but also I've kept in mind, and I think I've mentioned Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron are guys he likes throwing to. Evan Ingram, well, we were talking about tight ends earlier. Evan Ingram was out, did what we kind of thought it would do. Sterling Shepard, 10 catches in that game against the Saints. So that's another type of thing. What'd you think about the Baker Mayfield experience in general throwing the ball?
From what I saw from Baker Mayfield, I really liked what I saw out of Baker against the Raiders defense. He does make a lot of throws where, you know, it's kind of, maybe it should have been picked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not afraid to throw the ball down the field. He's not afraid to try to fit it in a tight window. I remember one play in particular where Antonio Callaway kind of let him down.
Antonio Callaway had a bad day. I forced Antonio Callaway into my lineup as well.
Yeah, so did I.
Expecting a big day. It just didn't work out.
Baker held up his end of the deal. I remember seeing a couple different times where Antonio Callaway, and I was bouncing around from game to game. But
I thought he was fine.
I thought Baker was fine in his first career start. If they added a weapon like Dez, where you're relying now on Jarvis Landry and Dez Bryant to be catching the ball instead of Antonio Callaway, maybe Antonio Callaway becomes that
mm-hmm.
slot, deep down the field threat that way. I like him in that scenario.
Yeah.
But still, I don't really trust him to come down with the ball, you know, 80% of the time. It really seems like 50-50 whether or not Antonio Callaway is going to catch it when the ball is going his way.
I know we're kind of bouncing around everywhere. We were kind of talking about the running back two type guys who mm-hmm. haven't necessarily, like Sonny Michel, haven't necessarily proven that they're consistent, accountable plays, but guys who, if you have, you might consider starting. A guy who I thought would get a lot more touches than he got on Sunday, the starting running back for the Detroit Lions, Kerryon Johnson. Now, he ended up getting you that touchdown.
Right.
Okay. But just 10 carries in that game for 55 yards. They're not going to throw it to him a ton because they have Theo Riddick.
And that's Theo Riddick's specialty.
That's Theo Riddick's specialty, and Kerryon's not a good receiving back either. I thought that was interesting. Only 10 carries now.
It just seems like they're so crowded, you know, especially with LeGarrette Blount. It seems like like they have to give Blount those short yardage type situations. It just seems like there's too many backs in the backfield.
Yeah, and Kerryon can get those yards.
Right.
So, you know,
just be Matt Patricia just trusting the vet over the rookie.
Who he knows, you know? Has a relationship with all that stuff.
Right.
Another couple guys get asked about a lot. In fact, I was offered a trade for them. Was Aaron Jones of the Packers. He had a touchdown as well. But same type of thing as Kerryon Johnson. The Packers are running a rotation where they're starting Jamal Williams, then they put Ty Montgomery in, then they put Aaron Jones in. Aaron Jones is their best back.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Jones, 11 carries, 65 yards, and that's what it is, though.
So
that's 11 carries. So you sit there and go, can I start this guy knowing he's only going to get 11 carries? He's not always going to get a touchdown.
Dude, the Packers have kind of turned into the Patriots backfield. Listen to this. The Packers running back snaps, Aaron Jones, 28, Jamal Williams, 27, Ty Montgomery, 20.
That's what they want, too. That's another thing that's kind of frustrating.
So that's a
like
situation
most teams,
where
I think, would pick the guy that's killing it and say, here's my hot handle, let's go.
Right.
And they're just not doing that.
Yeah. It does not seem like there's any sort of rhyme or reason to it. It's incredibly tough as a fantasy football owner to predict who's going to get those meaningful carries at the goal line or who's going to be featured heavily in the offense.
Let's do our daily fantasy lineups. I know with the lineup that I put on the air last week, I won with.
Nice.
So hopefully you did as well. If you didn't, I'm sorry. But that's all I'm really going to...
All you got to do is just follow our advice and you will win all of the money.
Unless you don't.
So, and then, like we went over last week, it's not our fault.
It's not our fault. Your fault.
Yeah.
You chose to listen to this.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Which is a good decision.
It is a good decision.
Unless you're blaming us.
But if you're blaming us,
then it's a bad decision. Why
don't
would
be
you
a
blame
jerk.
Us? Yeah. It's not our fault. We tried our hardest, okay?
I'm not blaming you for anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not coming into your house and saying, hey, man, why don't you do something for me? You know?
Do you want me to start here?
Yeah, Shippy, I want you to start.
All right.
Let's go position by position. Let's go back and forth this week.
All right. Yeah, let's do it.
Normally we go...
We like to experiment and dabble.
We talked
about this earlier. Let's experiment.
Let's not stand pat with how we've been doing things.
Yeah. Why would we stay or sit pat?
Quarterback. By the way, as we always reference, this is DraftKings.
Mm-hmm.
And we did the full Thursday through Monday lineup, everyone listening, whenever you choose to download and listen to this podcast, you can do that.
Mm-hmm. So for my quarterback this week, I am riding the hot hand. He just tore up the Browns defense. I look for him to do the same against the Chargers. I'm rocking Derek Carr at a $5,200 value on DraftKings. The Chargers, obviously their defense should be better than what it is. A lot of this depends, too, on Joey Bosa's availability, which we should find out later in the week. I think that certainly impacts this matchup.
It absolutely does. That Chargers defense is so different without him.
Way different with and without Joey Bosa. So I would monitor that whenever you're making these decisions. But I really like Derek Carr. He's got a plethora of options in the passing game. Obviously, Jared Cook featured heavily. Jordy Nelson, it seems like he's been targeting a lot more. And Amari Cooper started to get a little more involved against the Browns. So I like Derek Carr against the Los Angeles Chargers.
Okay, should be as Derek Carr. For me at quarterback, my go-to pick here at 6,600 on DraftKings is Matt Ryan. And
nice.
I'm continuing a strategy I've gone with a little bit this year.
Fun game of the week.
Look for someone that's going up against the Steelers.
Yeah.
They're giving up yards. I will say if 6,600 is too hefty for you at quarterback at DraftKings, and a lot of times over 6,000 is,
yeah,
couple good options at 5,700, which is right in between Shippy's Carr and my Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Stafford going up against Green Bay,
yep,
who again pitched a shutout last week, but I do like that Detroit offense and the fact that he throws it around.
And that was the Bills.
And then another one I like a little bit more, Alex Smith in Washington going up against the Saints.
Dude, I almost went with that.
Both at 5,700, right under that $6,000 mark that a lot of people don't like to mess with. Nonetheless, which I, and whatnot, I like Matt Ryan. I'll start with my first running back here.
Okay.
Shippy, this is my prediction, the breakout game, finally. At 6,300, he's cheaper than he normally is. The breakout game for David Johnson.
I picked him, too.
All right, good.
I picked him,
too. We're on the same page,
yeah,
then. That's good. That is, to me, it's time.
Yep.
And I don't love that Arizona offense. What I do love about this game, and by the way, Josh Rosen was better than people thought last week. Josh Rosen played a really good game at Seattle, didn't get any help from his wide receivers. The thing about this game is San Francisco is so beaten up right now. And it's not just offensively. It's on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Yep.
I mean, they need bodies. And I think Arizona's got a good chance. And that game against the Chargers where San Francisco put up a fight, it hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling that this is going to be kind of that big breakout game for David Johnson that we haven't seen yet.
And that's a great opportunity. That's a great security blanket. Like if Josh Rosen wants to sit pat on a play and he just needs to swing it out to David Johnson, I feel like that's going to be there all game for him. So I really
so
like.
So we both did that. We both
yeah,
did that
we both
at running
went
back.
David Johnson.
My other running back, Shippy, I'm going with the news of Fournette being out.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas City doesn't do a really good job stopping the run.
I like this.
T.J. Yeldon, 5,600. And I think that's been a go-to move for a lot of fantasy players early on in the year, knowing what's going on with Leonard Fournette.
Right.
But Yeldon's been there, and he's been fine. You know, he's cheap, 5,600, again, under that $6,000 mark.
You know what? I kind of like the chances of the Jaguars being the first team to hand the Chiefs a loss.
I do, too. I feel like this is all kind of matching up well. Short week for the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
The Jaguars coming off an easy win over the Jets.
And the Jaguars have a great defense. What they want to do is hold on to the ball, run it. The Chiefs can't stop that. Blake Bortles has been good this year, too.
Sure.
Blake Bortles has been fine as a quarterback, throwing the ball down the field.
Absolutely.
And everything.
Absolutely. He's been fine in this.
He's not really a punchline anymore.
Yeah, that offense has been fine. But I think that's something to keep an eye on that's cheap. So
I also went the cheap route here, and I went with Sony Michel for $5,400 against the Indianapolis Colts. It's on a short week. They play on Thursday night. It doesn't appear. I heard Tom Brady on yesterday with
Jim Gray.
Yeah. Tom, what's the chances of Rob Gronkowski playing this week? Well, Jim,
not good.
I don't like the opportunity for Gronk to come back on a short week. I think that they're going to lean heavily on the running game against the Colts. So I'm starting Sony Michel at a $5,400 value as my second running back this week.
Okay. Wide receiver Shippy.
Yep.
I'm going to go, I'm doing something a little interesting. I told you I'm gonna play two guys right here for you.
Okay.
I told you that my KT Fun Tweets Fun Game of the Week is Atlanta and Pittsburgh.
You did tell me that.
I'm calling for big scores. What I did, though, is I'm staying away from Antonio Brown.
Okay.
I'm staying away from Julio Jones,
so
who are crazy expensive. I'm going with Juju.
Okay.
Just 7,500.
I like
it. Juju, again, he got over 15 targets again. So, look, if he's going to be getting that many targets.
Big Ben said he was not on the same page with anybody in that offense.
He's on
the same page with Juju
Smith-Schuster.
He's absolutely
Smith-Schuster. On the same, and I think he'll probably get a touchdown for you. You start going to the Atlanta side. I went way cheap. 9 targets last week, 7 targets the week before that. Mohamed Sanu.
Okay.
With Pittsburgh. He's $4,000.
I thought about doing the same thing.
Which is incredible. $4,000. Now, I prefer that to the more expensive Ridley at this point.
Okay.
And again, Ridley's been hot. But Sanu had a busy week last week, and I got against the Bengals in a shootout. I think this game will be a shootout. So really, any type of way that you can match a Pittsburgh wide receiver and an Atlanta wide receiver, especially, and I'm stacking them with my quarterback, Matt Ryan, that's right. Something that kind of had me very aroused.
Yeah, so what had me aroused at the wide receiver position was I went with Calvin Ridley, because despite him scoring all of the touchdowns the last 2 weeks, he's still only $5,800, and I felt like I could maneuver some things around, and I think you'll see where I made the maneuvering to make this possible. So I went with Calvin Ridley for a lot of the reasons that you just stated. It's obvious that he and Matt Ryan have a great chemistry together. So I'm starting Calvin Ridley against the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm also going here with Alshon Jeffrey at a $6,200 value.
All right.
They're going up against the Minnesota Vikings. We saw last week what Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs were able to do against the, Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp and sure. Robert Woods, what they were able to do against the Minnesota secondary. So it seems like even though Jordan Matthews is back.
That terrified me, Jordan Matthews stepping in and making a play.
Yeah.
Thinking of what that offense could be. I think everyone needs to probably tap the brakes on Doug Peterson being the best head coach in the world, though.
Right.
Like,
it's clear that Nick Foles was just the best quarterback ever for like a 4 week
It's interesting.
Stretch.
There's a stat. It's like, oh, Doug Peterson, look at him on fourth down. Look at all the stuff he's doing. And he was doing the right thing, going for it. Go look at his fourth and over 2 yards going for it.
Not going well?
Yeah. It's not something that would make you go, this guy's the best coach ever.
I like too how now anytime any other coach decides to show some balls and go for it on fourth,
credit for
it's going, oh, well, everybody wants to be Doug Peterson. It's like people have always
been
going crazy
for it
enough.
For a long time.
Yeah, it didn't just start. It just...
Belichick's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He'd go for it on fourth down a ton. That's frustrating to me. Okay, go back to
We'll save that for our coaching podcast. My last wide receiver that I'm going with here, we talked about him earlier. It's the only guy in the Miami Dolphins offense that I would start. I'm going with Kenny Stills at a $5,400 value against the Cincinnati Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals are off to a great start, but they are 29th in the league when it comes to allowing points to opposing wide receivers. I think Tannehill will really exploit Kenny Stills against that Cincinnati secondary.
John Brown for me. Shippy, I'm taking your advice. $5,600. Kind of the same area that Kenny Stills area.
It's crazy that it's
against the Browns. And I'm sitting there going, the Browns are going to give up points. So Greg Williams is a moron and a bad defensive coordinator. They're going to give up points.
It's crazy that his value hasn't gone up at all. That's now 3 out of 4 weeks he's got a touchdown. And I think, he had like 2 catches for like 102 yards and a touchdown to start the game in like the second quarter. Against the Steelers.
Tight end for me, Shippy.
Yep.
Went real cheap.
Yep.
$2,800.
Okay.
I went with the Swaim train.
No way. Did you really?
Jeff Swaim. The one touchdown and then the other red zone target that should have been a touchdown.
Yeah. Oh,
was enough
to
kind of get me on the Swaim train.
I love it.
I was looking at other guys, though, in that area, and I'm sitting there going, man, he's getting more targets than any of these guys who are under $3,000.
It's insane.
He's going to get catches. He's going to get 4 or 5 catches.
I don't understand the involvement of Jeff Swaim in the Cowboys offense, but
I'm pulling for it.
I'm pulling for it.
Ring of honor, dude.
One day, his first touchdown of thousands this past Sunday.
Geoff Swaim. $2,800.
My tight end I'm going with is $2,000 more expensive than yours. And if you're not good at math, that means he's worth $4,800.
Okay, got it. Yes.
I'm stacking him here. It's the love connection.
Ooh.
It's Derek Carr to Jared Cook.
Jared Cook's been amazing.
So at $4,800 against the Chargers, I like to stack those types of
Jared
target.
Cook is the wide receiver one in Oakland who has a tight end label.
And he's only $4,800.
So that's great.
In the grand scheme of things, it looks like the Chargers are 16th, according to DraftKings, against guarding the tight end position. Okay. But I think that could be a really high-scoring game there as well, just like the Browns and Raiders were. So I like the opportunity there of getting some points out of Jared Cook. Now, my flex, I spent a little bit more money here because I got towards the end, and I was like, oh, I got some money to spend, KT. So I'm going to flex on him. I'm going with Adam Thielen at a $7,700 value against the Philadelphia Eagles.
God, Vikings-Eagles this week. How great is that?
It's great, and what's even better is the connection that Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins seem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, Stephon Diggs is still having plenty of success. They've even gotten Laquon Treadwell involved there.
That's been weird.
And I just really like the matchup here. The Eagles are 25th in terms of allowing points to opposing
wide receivers. They just let Corey Davis tear them up.
So I like Adam Thielen to do the same thing.
I'm flexing with Melvin Gordon. The Chargers going up against Oakland. Bad run defense. Should be able to get a lot of touches and a lot of yards.
And he catches the ball a ton.
Catches the ball. That Oakland defense, though, is pretty much trash, especially
they
stopping the run.
They need a pass rusher, KT.
For defense, Shippy, as I told you, that San Francisco team is so banged up and they're basically dead. I'm going with the Cardinals defense.
That's the exact defense that I chose.
The Cardinals defense. It's 2,900, yeah. Just 100 more than Swaim. And that is the KT and Shippy fantasy lineups of the week. I think we should probably also give World of Beer some love one last time.
Absolutely.
My God. Off 7th Street in Fort Worth, World
Free
of Beer.
Free parking in the back, KT.
Free parking. Right there in the back.
Free.
Or if you want to park at the front, it's also pretty free too, I think. I don't know. When I went.
There may have been like some time limits on the parking spots, but I don't know.
Either way, free parking in the back, so just go to the back.
I would just go to the
pretty
back.
Pretty smart.
The party's in the back. Business in the front, party in the back.
But not only football, Saturday, Sunday, we've got baseball playoffs coming up.
Dude.
It's
going to
be fun. NBA season starts in a couple weeks.
Telling you,
great food. Hockey starts, Shippy, Thursday for the start.
I got way more reaction from you than I thought.
There's a lot of sports that you're going to want to watch. It's right there off 7th Street. If you love beers, love trying new beers, over 500. If you like craft cocktails, they have those as well. And their food is freaking delicious, dude.
It is
great food.
I can't wait to get back.
It's not just standard, like typical, like, hey, I'm going to a sports bar food. It's not that.
No.
It's good, really good food.
That and it's, pretzel and it's a, that you got, dude.
Oh, man.
I've had dreams, a lot of dreams.
Yes.
Very good dreams
good
about
dreams.
That pretzel.
That pretzel's been.
God.
You know, I'll be sitting there all of a sudden, and I'll just be going, golly, I want to do things to that pretzel.
Dude, that pretzel
with my
was
mouth.
So hot.
Now, Shippy, we're going to be out there the 13th and the 20th, so we'd like to invite everyone to hang out. Please stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter, at Shippy Fun Sports, at KT Fun Tweets, as we will try to give you specific times once we know a little bit more when we're going to be there on the 13th and the 20th. That's the World of Beer in Fort Worth. All right, week 5 is up next, everyone. And it should make or break the season for many teams.
Oh, it all comes down to this, KT.
And more guys will probably get hurt, too. So it's the NFL, and guys get hurt a lot, man.
They sure do.
What a dangerous sport.
Fun fact.
Who signs up to play this sport?
Thank God they wear helmets.
Oh, it is downright violent.
Whew. Gladiators, almost.
Until next time, KT and Shippy signing off. The Fantasy Football Funcast.
That's right. You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Are we going to stand pat on that outro?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.